Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone with Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend show. Sheriff DeBasilio, I want to pick up on the conversation we were having during the first segment about COVID-19, and I know there's been some impacts on the jail and the jail operations. So can you explain that a little bit?
COVID hasn't been, nor was it an issue in our jail. We didn't have COVID in the jail. I think that was something that Governor Newsom used to release people from jail. And he worked with the Judicial Council that put out that no bail reform, I believe, to reduce the inmate population in the state jails. Most all of the county jails did not have COVID. So for us to have to release people out of our jails was idiotic. There was absolutely no reason to do that. The people that were in custody should have stayed in custody. Calaveras County had to release 19 inmates, which some went back out and reoffended. They would be arrested, and then they would be back out. We had a few of them, I think, that we actually got bail enhancements on by taking the information to a judge and having them enhance the bail, because these particular people would continue to cause problems for our community. There have been somewhere between 30 and 40 people since this program was initiated upon us that should have been in custody that we could not keep in custody because of the zero bail. So has it affected our community? Yes. And our jail? Yes, in the sense that it made us release inmates when there was no need to. Again, we have not had any COVID in our jail. And when we do arrest people, we keep them separated to make sure that they don't have any signs or symptoms. We monitor them, and then they end up getting put into general population if we are able to keep them. So to me, this was just a way that the governor was able to get what he wanted that he tried back in October of 2019 and was unsuccessful. So he just basically forced it upon us.
So you have seen some situations where people have come into the jail and then they had to be, typically you would have been able to keep them, but you had to release them and then they went out and did some more crimes and showed back up at the jail?
Yeah. And again, it's taxing not only on the citizens, but it's taxing on the deputies. It's just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous that they made us let these folks out of jail when there was no need for it. It should have been left to the individual counties to decide if they needed to release people. And I know the ACLU and a lot of these activist groups said, you know, would do public records requests, acts, wanting to know what we were doing to keep the COVID out of the jail, how many incidents that we would have. And my response to them has been and will continue to be is that we have had none. We're complying with what the law was that the governor passed down upon us. But it doesn't mean that I'm happy with that.
And then with rules and regulations related to COVID-19, has there been any other things that you've had to adjust or change in your department given the current situation?
Absolutely. We have to make sure that all of our deputies out on the street and our correctional officers all have their proper personal protective equipment, their PPE. So they have to have their masks. They have to have their gloves. And the concern has and always will be that, you know, when we go and contact people, they're not always truthful with us. And we hope that when it comes to this disease that they let our people know. We try to do most of our contacts via phone until this thing is completely lifted. But there are times when you just have to be toe-to-toe with someone to get their information or, you know, they're a victim of a crime and they want to have you standing there talking to them. So we try to protect ourselves and, you know, keep our distance from them when we're talking to them, you know, to the victims and even the suspects. We try to, and it's for their protection too. I mean, if for some reason, God forbid, one of our deputies ended up with it and he's talking to a suspect, we certainly don't want to pass that disease on to anybody. So we're doing it not only to protect ourselves and our citizens, which is you know, whether they're victims or suspects, they need to be protected from this disease. So we're doing everything in our power to accomplish that.
You know, with COVID-19, as more areas across the state begin to reopen and in the Motherlode here, more recreation starts to reopen, are you encouraging everyone as we get ahead to the summer season to really just play it safe and not get lost in the wilderness and get the search and rescue, have to be involved in that type of thing?
Well, that's the goal, whether we have COVID or not.
Right.
I don't want people being lost out there, but absolutely, it's just, and again, it falls back upon the people that are coming to our community to recreate and our local people that are out recreating to, if you're sick, please stay home. Don't, you know, you don't want to pass that on to anybody else. And if you do get lost and you do have signs and symptoms, please, as our deputies or our search and rescue team show up to help you and assist you with what you've got going on, please let us know, hey, I've been feeling bad, so that they can get geared up, because they're not going to be wearing PPE when they're out hunting for you, trying to locate you to rescue you. But if they do show up, let them know that you're not feeling well so that they can at least protect themselves when they get close enough to help you.
Changing the topic, how about the issue of marijuana grows in Calaveras County? That's something we seems like we've talked about in all shows we've done with you in the past. What's kind of the status lately, and is that still an issue of heavy concern for law enforcement?
Well, the illegal marijuana is always a large concern for us. We've been actively doing probably 1 to 2 grows a week. Haven't been doing a lot of advertising on just because of what's been going on with the COVID and stuff, but we have been doing 1 to 2 grows a week, and we will continue to do that. I think we've talked about, you know, the bad players hiding in plain sight, and they're going to continue to do that. And I've got the support of the board to keep my marijuana team intact during this budget woes that we may be coming upon. So we will continue to do our jobs in eradicating the illegal marijuana grows. I don't know a lot about the legal growers. I know that because that's running through the CAO's office, through the Bureau of Cannabis Control, I know they've got quite a few registrants. I think they're up to about 82 or something like that, but I'm not 100% sure on the number. And again, those were never the people that I was too concerned about. They're legitimate business people, and they want to have that type of a business. State of California says it's legal, so I have to abide by that. So our team is moving forward with the illegals, though.
The illegal grows that you're finding, are you noticing more like the large swaths of land, or are they more like hidden in buildings and houses?
A combination of all. I mean, we're finding them growing it in the house. We're still finding the outdoor grows. You know, they're still using the hoop houses. Again, that back to hiding in plain sight, thinking that we're not going to find them. But I'm here to tell you and them that we will find you. We may not get to all of them, but we will find as many as we can and do as much eradications as we possibly can.
Need to take one more break. Talking to Sheriff Rick DiBasilio on this weekend show. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment with the sheriff coming up in just a minute.